Okay, Tessa, what are you curious about right now?
Why the fuck do people still think birds are real?
Why the fuck are they not real?
Government has to know things somehow.
Yeah, but that's what phones are for. That's why whenever you talk out loud
Not
and
everybody has a
you get.
phone.
Most people have a phone, Tessa!
Cindy, you would be surprised.
Who?
Everybody in the world.
Well, you have to back up your explanation. Is it Pestle podcasting?
Yes, it is.
Podcasting? Podcasting. Well, I have to not agree with that. I think birds are really real
How do you know?
because I
You would just know everything, don't
know.
you?
Yeah, Tessa, I really do. I'm done with your curious thoughts. What do you wish you had known when you started out? What? What do you wish you would have known when you started out?
Starting out what?
Living.
Boys ain't shit.
Oh. I kind of agree with that though, Tessa.
I really agree with
They
it.
think they're the shit. But
Yeah,
they're
they're
really not
not.
the shit.
They really think that they make my life a lot better.
But they make it a lot worse.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your go-to order at your favorite hometown restaurant? What's your go-to order?
I get a burrito with cilantro lime rice and spicy shredded chicken and hot queso.
Man, I don't like spicy stuff.
Ew.
Right, Tessa, I have a new question for you.
Okay.
Fire away. Oh, wait, that's not the question. Okay. Is there anything I should have asked but didn't? What?
That's what people do at the end of it.
Well, the podcast isn't over.
Oh, we're like almost 10 minutes in.
I know, we're doing good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tootie.
Fruity.
Tootie
Fruity! Okay. Which hurdles did you personally face and how did you overcome them?
You know, last night I was laying in bed.
Keep
And I
going.
looked over, and the light switch was all the way across the damn room.
What did
And
you
you really
decide?
needed to turn off the lights.
What did you decide?
I just kind of. I'm crying. This is getting too deep.
What did you decide, Tessa? Did you
Eventually, I
decide?
got up, but it took a real physical toll on me.
Did you break any legs?
Oh, hate us.
Didn't answer my question.
No, we didn't. I mean,
Oh, no, Tessa, your legs are broken now. Tessa, you can't. Guys, she can't walk. She just stopped walking. She just crippled down to the floor. And I think it's because of the light switch. The light switch poisoned her. It poisoned her. See, a solution to light that light switch problem.
What?
You take a string,
Oh, God.
you tie it to your light switch, and then
All
you have it
right.
next to your bed, so whenever you want to turn the light switch off. Oh wait, no. You tie it to the little thingy on your fan, you know, that you pull down, and then
Sure.
whenever you want to turn your light switch off, all you do, and you pull it from your bed.
Wow, okay, cool.
You're welcome for that little tip, guys.
What about you? You haven't answered any questions.
I have. Oh yeah, you're right. I haven't because you weren't asking me that.
Well, what hurdles have you faced lately?
I think. Oh, the other day, I was eating my peanut butter, chocolate, and Hershey vanilla
Vanilla.
ice cream, and it was so good. I was doing really good eating it. And then my mom came in and she divvied out the very, very last part of it. And it was all gone. And I started tearing up. And then she ate the rest of it, and then I got really mad at her, and then I was in a really bad mood the rest of the night, and then she yelled at me, and I tried giving her a hug to make her feel better, and then she didn't feel better. So then I went in my bed, and I pretended to sleep, but I didn't sleep. And yeah.
Great story, sweetheart. Okay. Ow! I don't like when people touch my feet.
You're welcome. I did it on purpose. Neza, you were being mean to me.
You touched my feet.
I was telling you my sad story about my ice cream that I missed.
You touched my feet.
But I missed my ice cream. I literally missed it, Tessa. Can we go buy some?
Yeah, let me steal Ruth. I don't think Ruth is even here. Is she?
I don't know where Ruth went.
I think she's at my dad's office.
Oh. Guys, I have a moral. I have a little lesson to teach you. A moral of the story, I was going to say. There was no story. Oh. If you are going to clean out a fish tank, do not put the fish in a spoon.
Cindy, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You have to get the right answer on this one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
If you could either choose to wear a shirt two sizes too big for the rest of your life or a shirt one size too small, what the fuck would you choose?
Well, I think the logical answer to that is just time to not kill yourself. I think if it was me, I think I would get two sizes too big because I don't want people to think that I'm fat, you know?
Good answer.
And so if it's too small, then they'll see my little jiggly parts of my stomach. And they'll be like, man, she's a little fatty. And then they'll be like, haha, I don't want to date you. And then I'll be like, haha. Fuck you too. And then I wear two sizes too big.
Good.
What about you, Tessa?
Definitely same.
You really?
Yeah.
Okay, smash or pass, Tessa. Here we go. Mr. Candidate.
Oh, I don't know. When he talks about poetry.
Does it just get you going?
It gets him going, I know that.
Does he get bone when he talks about it? Man, whenever I'm trying to get to that love scene with Ms. Renshaw and fucking Cyrano de Bergerac, because I'm Roxanne.
De Bergerac. Good. Okay. Wait.
Is the love scene with Cyrano or with Christian?
Cyrano.
Oh damn! Is it Act 3?
Yeah, there's one in Act 2. Oh, and there's one in Act 3.
There wasn't one in Act 2.
Okay, then never mind then.
Is Act 3 and Act 4? Oh no, shit. Well, I'm Roxanne all of Acts 3, so I'm gonna be the one that's being like, oh, Miss Renshaw.
Definitely not, okay. Okay, here's the real tea.
Okay.
Smash or pass?
Okay, ask me, I'll ask you.
Okay, are you ready?
Uh huh.
Are you sure?
Are you ready?
I don't know if you're ready.
I'm ready.
I don't know if you're ready.
Because I think I'm the readiest I'm ever gonna be.
Gavin Parker.
Oh, pass.
You thought about it. That's gross.
Yeah.
Is that mine?
No.
I think you stole one of mine.
If I did, it was by accident. I don't think I stole one of yours.
It's fine. Okay, cool.
Okay, Tessa, smash or pass. Oh, shit. No, I can't ask that one. I am...
pass.
Smash or pass. Okay, here's the real tea. Are you ready?
Sure.
Wolf dog.
Ew, what? Definitely smash.
Even with his little beard? I don't know if I'd want to feel that.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I couldn't date somebody with a beard.
I couldn't either.
It's weird.
Would you date someone with
the
a mustache?
The beard is weird. Oh, no, that's just creepy. That's just like guy in an empty alley shit.
No, it reminds me of some like bitch ass like Frenchman that thinks he's too cool for everyone. And he has his like little curly mustache and he's like, "Hello, monsieur." Hello, monsieur. But it's fine. Okay, Tessa, ask me a question. I think the beginning of our podcast was very boring and I think it's starting to get a little bit better.
I'm really proud if you guys stuck with this.
No one's gonna stick with this. I'm gonna hit the first minute and they're gonna be like, fuck no.
okay, okay. We gotta go.
Because a lot of us breathe at the end of our laughs.
Hey guys, ASMR bitch. ASMR bitch. Okay, I gotta stop now. I sounded like a vacuum. I will follow you. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. Okay, I'll stop. Okay, we never finished our smash or pass.
Okay, smash or pass.
Smash or pass. Okay, we're 18 minutes.
Shawn Mendes.
Oh.
Smash. You have to think about that.
Smash.
God, he's kinda cute. I would smash
him. Isn't he gay?
He's hot. No, he's not gay.
Well, I heard stories he's bi, so.
Okay, I don't care. He's hot. Now, though. Okay. He's good abs.
Does he actually? I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay. I say pass. Okay, smash or pass. Should I do, like, famous people or, like, people, like, in our school?
It doesn't matter.
Ansel Elgort.
What?
Ansel Elgort.
Who?
Ansel Elgort.
Who?
Ansel Elgort!
Oh, smash. I took me a second to realize who that was.
Who? I think it passed. Wait, no, smash for sure.
He's hot.
He can sing too.
Oh.
Oh, so can Shawn Mendes. Ooh.
You just got like, ooh.
It doesn't your turn.
Smash or pass. Nick Clark.
Nick Clark.
Pass. Hard smash.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
We can switch partners for, what's Fettiger? What's a Fettiger? Boogers, okay.
Oh, boogers!
anal man. Anyways.
Yeah, okay, I'm okay with that.
Don't call me. Okay. Smash or pass. Mrs. Odell.
It would. Those long nails would feel good.
I was thinking how much I was gonna hurt, and you said those feel good. That would scratch your vagina.
I'm
gonna start bleeding. We should probably cut that out. Can we cut podcast? Probably not. Okay, ready? Alright, this is a big fat one. Smash or pass? Jake Mathis.
Oh! Pass.
Hard pass. I think
hard pass.
Besides Rachel. She's loving that soccer mom vibes. Okay.
Love that.
Anyways, your turn.
Smash or pass. Same fin frog.
Oh my god, pass. Remember when he was in love with me?
Yeah. That was a good day.
Mm-hmm. And then he stopped being my friend because I didn't like him back, and then he sent me that big long text about how he doesn't want to be my friend, and I started crying. And then.
A good life.
Love that. Remember when I went to homecoming? Oh my god. Anyways. Oh.
We love.
Smash or pass. You ready for this one?
No.
This is gonna be a good one. I think. Clark Cease.
Rather it be Carson, but smash.
Well, Carson's kind of gone downhill.
Really?
He kind of looks like a rat now. A mouse rat.
But also,
Clark also has like a beard now.
Ew. Okay, pass.
But was that the beer like last year?
Oh, yeah. Smash. Pass. Like, smash. Whatever. It's
like... Oh, yeah. Smash. Okay, Tessa, I have one more for you.
Okay.
Smash or pass. Cindy Mulligan.
Oh. Oh. Def smash.
Going, but it like wasn't going. You were just sitting here talking about it. Okay,
I mean, this is 22 minutes long.
Oh my god,
we've already passed up Daniel and Whelp, so I think life is great.
I think we need to cut the whole beginning out of it though, because the whole beginning was really rough. Can we do that?
I don't know. We'll see.
Let's keep going. Your turn.
Oh, we're going. No, I think we should play something different,
huh?
We should play something different.
Oh, yeah,
ask different questions.
What's another question we could ask?
What's
Oh, I have a good one!
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. Would you kill Adolf Hitler as a baby before you knew he was gonna kill all the Jews?
What?
Like, if it was Adolf Hitler and he was a baby and you didn't know he was gonna kill all the Jews. Oh my god, my ears stuck. You're stuck.
Oh god.
Would you kill him?
No. Because I'm a decent human, and I don't kill babies.
But what if he was a baby and you knew he was going to kill Jews?
Then I'd kill him.
See, that was an innocent baby that hadn't done anything yet, but you knew he was going to.
He was going to, so, yeah.
Damn.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
This is pretty controversial. I don't think I said that right.
Controversial.
Oh.
Controversial? I think that we're both done. I don't know.
Okay, wait. Okay.
It sounded like my leg just farted. My leg, like, touched my thing on the chair, and it sounded like it farted, but it didn't. Okay. Sorry. It's like my leg.
Okay, farted. Here's the tea. Is it... What's more attractive? A guy... With shorts that go like mid thigh,
yes,
or longer,
mid thigh.
Okay,
mid thigh. What about you?
So good. Yeah. No. Same.
So good.
So good.
I have one for you.
Okay.
Is it syrup or syrup?
Depends on the context.
I'm going to get some syrup.
Yeah, but pass me the syrup. I don't know. It just depends on my mood.
Okay, honestly, I kind of feel bad, though. I say syrup sometimes.
Yeah.
Milk or milk?
Milk! You idiot.
Milk or milk?
Milk.
I say milk.
I know you do.
What's another word?
Wait, no. Here's some tea.
I'm really going to say tea.
Bougie. I don't know. Bougie. how many chuggas are there before the choo-choo?
Eight.
Okay.
How many chuggas are there for the choo-choo?
I think, I was asked this in an interview, actually.
With who?
With the tribe leader thing. Oh. They asked me this, and, I kind of came up with a great answer on the spot. I was just like, I think you just gotta be you. Just do whatever you want. Just, you do you. Like, there's no specifics. And they were like, what are you feeling? And I was like, I'm probably four right now.
Chugga, 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 chugga. Choo-choo! Chugga, 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 chugga. Okay, I'm going to say chuggas, and you guys just go, just like whatever you
okay.
Chugga, 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 chugga,
chugga,
chugga, chugga, chugga, chugga, climatic.
Yeah.
Chugga 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 chugga. Okay.
You guys can't see me, but I just hit the low, so.
So.
Whoa.
So toe bow joe go bow low toe joe.
How do you feel about toes?
I think they're kind of disgusting.
Kind of?
Really, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
My own toes, like, I'm okay with touching them. Yeah. He's like, look at my toe.
Feet disgust me.
She's slightly just... Well, yeah, they're kind of fucking gross. Like, other people's feet, if I see them... Okay, like, whenever they're wearing, like, flip-flops and stuff, I'm fine with it. But, like, if it's, like, their foot, like, in my face, I'm just, like... what you doing there? But, like, I'm not, like, too disgusted. Like, I'm, like,
no, okay. I have, like, a phobia. Like, don't touch my feet. Yeah, my phone's on my foot.
It's on your leg, not your foot.
But it moved my leg because, you know, they're attached.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
What if your feet weren't attached to your legs? Is this still going?
Yeah, 26 minutes. Oh, 27. 27.
Earlier, I accidentally, like, dialed, like, you know my phone, how it, like, accidentally dials numbers sometimes?
Yeah.
And it was all sevens and, like, a few asterisks. And I was like, it's a sign. Okay, I think
okay, yeah, we're gonna be done in
4 minutes.
In 3 minutes, it's 27 now.
Okay, ask me a question. It has to be really, really, really good.
What's better? Swing sensations or sting-sations?
Swing sensationals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tessa, I have a good one for you.
Wait, yeah?
What do you think is gonna happen in the 2019 or 2020 show choir season?
I don't know. I think the event's going to get canceled. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
You really think so?
Yeah, but that's all.
There's
anything
else?
No, everything else is just normal. Just Tessa, the event.
Come up with one more. Come up with one more thing that you think is going to be different.
Swings is going to Hawaii.
Oh, I really think that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, no, we're going to go. We're going to say we're going to California and just carpool over to Hawaii.
I'm confused because we're going to Nashville. Yeah, we can just carpool from
Nashville. We're not going to Nashville.
We're just going to drive over
We're going
sea.
To Hawaii.
And we're gonna drive over the sea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so give me one more future thing that you think is gonna happen in the next month.
I think, no. Can I say something else about next year?
Yes.
I really think, yes. I really think El Paso is gonna make a comeback.
You do?
Yeah, they're gonna beat everybody. Like Wheaton North, like Titan Fever, like Swings, everyone.
I think they might make a comeback. I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
I don't know if they're gonna beat everyone.
No, they will.
My prediction is they're gonna beat Center Grove.
Oh yeah.
And then everyone else is gonna beat Center Grove, but
in Attache.
Yeah. So it's gonna be a competition with like Swings and like Attache and Center Grove and El Paso, and it's gonna, the places they're gonna go: Swings and then El Paso and then Clinton. No, Center Grove and then Clinton.
Yeah.
Whoa!
That's our predictions. Give us $100 when we're right.
That's gonna be Nashville 2020.
Yeah.
So give us, if we are correct, every single one of you that have viewed this video podcast.
And if you say you haven't, we'll track you down. We will.
We have a tracker on the podcast.
Podcast.
We have a tracker on the podcast, and it tells us every single one of you that has watched it and
yeah.
where you are in the world. And it pings. If you watch it, we hear pings. And then we'll know where you are.
Okay. And that wraps it up. Like, that's we're just ending on a scary note of we're going to know exactly where you are at all times.
$100.
Yeah.
No, $1,000.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's we're done.
It. Oh, my God. It's 30 minutes yet?
Yeah.
Bye!